Time for us to take a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. You know, it seems rather interesting to me. I don't believe it, but the University of Virginia is still right now undecided on continuing football after the shooting which killed three football players. They were killed on Sunday. Right now, the team and school remain undecided, but they say a decision will come soon. I just don't know how you can do it. It's got to be incredibly. I know that student athletes want to play football. I realize that. They have to be worried. There's so much pressure on it. You want to respect those who were also who were killed in the shooting. Maybe talk with their parents and family members, and go from there. But it's a tough call, and I think as long as family members of those who were shot and killed, you know, those family members should have an important part in that decision. All right. In football news, the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones reveals why he thinks Odell Beckham Jr. remains unsigned. He's just coming off an ACL injury he suffered in the Super Bowl. He remains an unsigned free agent. During his appearance on a radio station in Dallas, Jones decided to share his thoughts on why he was still searching for a new team. In this particular case, start by asking why is that you're able to sign him, Jones said. Ask that question. Why? Well, because he's not on a team. At this time of year, a player of that caliber, that's rare. Whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Green Bay, calling the Cowboys, reunion with the Giants, I want to be able to spill my last, not saying. I only got 3 or 4 years left, but the next 3 or 4 years into something where I can buy a home like I can call this place home, Beckham said. I'm tired of living out of a two-week suitcase. I've done with the rock and roll lifestyle. So there you go. Now, Jones went on to mention that although the NFL trade deadline has come and gone, he believes Beckham Jr. can make an impact to a team that's trying to win. All right? All right. So that's that. As we move on in sports, we'll take a look at the NBA. Last night, the Kings over the Nets in a defensive struggle, 153-121. The Knicks over the Jazz, 118-111. So the Knicks get back on the winning track. Today, Celtics take on the Hawks. Those are the local teams playing today. In the National Hockey League yesterday, we'll take a look and see who played locally and who won locally. The Devils over the Canadiens, 5-1. And I think those are the only local team that played. Today, no local teams play. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Flyers. The Devils take on the Maple Leafs. The Islanders against the Predators, and the Rangers against the Kraken. Here you go. And in NCAA basketball yesterday, men, number 6 Kansas over number 7 Duke, 69-64. Number 4 Kentucky fell to Michigan State, 86-77. Number 1, UNC, defeated Gardner-Webb, 72-66. Number 18, Alabama, over South Alabama, 65-55. Number 13, Auburn, over Winthrop, 89-65. And number 21, Dayton, lost to the University of Las Vegas, 60-52. No local action for the UConn women. Yesterday, they won the day before. And that happens to be a check on sports.